sun, it's almost June. I hope this letter catches up with you and finds you well. It's been dry, but they're calling for rain, and everything's the same old same in Johnsonville. Your stubborn old daddy ain't said too much, but I'm sure you know he sends his love. And she goes on in a letter from home. I hold it up and show my buddies like we ain't scared, and our boots ain't muddy, and they all laugh like there's something funny about the way I talk when I say mama sends her best, y'all. I fold it up and put it in my shirt, pick up my gun and get back to work. And it keeps me driving on, waiting on letters from home.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. What a great song, and we are thrilled to have in studio with us today George Jones and Lou Plavelle. They are here representing the VFW Post 1210. Lou is the past commander, and George is the current. Do we call you the president, George?
Commander.
It's great to see both of you. We are talking leading up to Veterans Day, and I know there are many, many things that are going on around the wonderful city and area that we want to get to. But first of all, thank you both. You're both veterans, and I'd like to hear about your military career. George, tell us about yours, please.
Well, mine only lasted 2 years. No, there's some things that you don't tell.
Okay, but you what branch of the service were you
in, George? I was in the Army, I was in the infantry, and I was in Vietnam, and that's all I want to say.
Okay, well, we're grateful for your service. Thank you. Lou, tell us about you, please.
Okay, Mo, well, you know, I grew up in Hastings, and I went to high school here, and then I went to St. Cloud State, and during that time, I enlisted in the Minnesota National Guard. And it was the 47th Division back then. Now it's the 34th Infantry Division. Upon graduating from college, I went on active duty. I served primarily in the infantry, like George, for about 26 years. And then once I retired, I came back here to Hastings, where it all started. So my service was a little bit more current than George's, but I've been retired for about the last 10 years. And so it was a very interesting career, and it was something I'm very proud of, and I'm very glad I had an opportunity to do.
Mm. Well, and I know both of you work very hard for veterans in this area, and so we're grateful for that as well. Let's talk about some of the things on the local level that are coming up this week.
Great. I got a whole list here for you, and I'll start with pretty much going by date, but on November 8th, the Hastings Veterans Home will be having their Veterans Day program at 2 p.m. on the 8th.
And that's Friday.
Yes, it is. And the guest speaker is Dan Ludwig, who is a former American Legion National Commander. So I think it'll be a pretty interesting talk he'll provide. And also note that the home's very own AMBETS Post 10 will be posting the flags that day. So it'll be kind of a neat event, and it always is well done. Of course, you know, Sue Register plays a big part in that, so I'm sure it'll be a well done event.
So Dan Ludwig is obviously retired, yes? Or
I don't have a whole lot of information on him, but yeah, he's no longer the American Legion National Commander, but he's a former. And I'm not sure what he's doing these days.
That's pretty awesome that you have someone of that caliber coming to Hastings.
Yes, it is.
So that is open to the public, even though it's at the Veterans Home?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So that's on Friday. It's a whole weekend, given the fact that Veterans Day is Monday, so there's a whole weekend of activities.
Right. And you'll see that Hastings has a lot to provide during this Veterans Day, and it's just not a November 11th, but it'll be the whole time period starting, you know, Friday, and even there'll be events after the 11th that will pay tribute to Veterans Day. So there's another event on November 9th, and this is provided by the newly established Swanson Voss Veterans. They will be hosting a program in honor of Veterans Day at 7 p.m. on the 9th of November, which is Saturday, at the new Foss and Swanson Veterans Building, which is 507 Vermilion Street.
It's our neighbor.
Yes, it is. Speaker will be Jill Stevenson, who is a Gold Star mother and mother of Corporal Ben Kopp of Rosemont, Minnesota, who was credited with saving the lives of six of his fellow soldiers in Afghanistan, and then unfortunately struck down defending our country. So there's also a book that was published about his story. It's called The True Story of Ben Kopp, American Hero in Life and Death by Bill Lunn. There'll be music and refreshments, and then the social period will be at 5:30 p.m. at the Swanson Foss Building, and then which will precede the program, which will start at 7 p.m.
And that, again, is going to be at the newly opened Foss and Swanson Building, which is right across the street from KDWA, 507 Vermilion Street. And that event is open to the public and free, and
yes,
a great opportunity for people to come and actually hear from a mother. I've not heard her speak, but I'm in awe of any mom that could speak on that topic after losing a child.
Yes. And I, from what I've heard, she's a very good speaker.
So that's a wonderful way to spend Saturday night, the 9th, and then that we head up to the 10th.
Yeah,
lots going on that day.
Yeah, we're right, the eve of Veterans Day on November 10th. Our post, along with American Legion Post 47, will be sponsoring a free Veteran Day's concert at 1 p.m. at the Hastings Middle School Auditorium. The concert will feature our very own local River Valley Band and the 204th U.S. Army Reserve Band. They'll be both playing during that concert. So they'll play a variety of patriotic songs and other related music and to honor our veterans. And that is open to the public. And I'll tell you, Mo, I attended, and George did as well. And George will do a little speaking during the before the concert. But I attended last year, and it proved to be extremely moving and a concert well attending. And again, it's free, and I encourage everybody, if you can attend, to attend.
George, tell us what you're going to speak on before that concert.
Well, I'll just introduce the bands and the conductors and how great it is to be an American.
So that's going to be in the afternoon, starting at 1 o'clock p.m. at the Hastings Middle School Auditorium. And then you can go from there right to something else.
Right. And that takes us into the evening, which this year our post will be sponsoring the community's Veterans Day dinner event, which was at the which will be at the newly opened Starks and Family Life Celebration Center at the southern part of town. Social will start at 5 p.m. and dinner will be at 6 p.m. Guest speaker, I don't know personally, but he came highly recommended by a co-worker of mine, is Major Ryan Meineke. He's a U.S. Army Reserve officer, and he's a former Special Forces A-Team leader with deployments to Afghanistan and the Philippines, among several others. So he's a younger veteran, I think, with a little bit different perspective, but a lot of experience, and he definitely... You know, it's very difficult to be in the U.S. Army Special Forces, so I think we're going to find that he's got a very interesting perspective on his service and veterans, so I think it will be a good talk. The cost is $16 per person, and tickets were available up until the 3rd November, so unfortunately no longer do we have tickets available. If you really want to go, I ask people to check with the VFW Post 1210, and we'll see if it's possible. But I think right now, I think we've closed our tickets for that event.
So that event, again, is going to be on November 10th, and it's going to be at the Starks and Family Life Celebration Event Center. And what a beautiful space that is.
Yes, it is.
That will be really, really nice. So wonderful event. And again, that's put on by the Lyle Russell Post 1210. So then we are up now to Monday, which is actually Veterans Day.
Yep.
So federal offices are closed,
yes.
Banks are closed, but school is not closed, I heard.
You're
because
right.
We're going to St. John's.
Oh, there you go.
In Vermilion.
St. John's will be open, I guess. and on November 11th at 2:30, St. John's will be having their Veterans Day program. and the topic will be our nation's flag. Now, I don't have a lot of additional information on that event, but...
Well, George and I have both been to that before, okay. And it's a great event. The whole school, really, they invite different veterans, grandparents, parents, community members, and there's music. Kids are taught how to fold the flag correctly. It's just a wonderful event. George, what can you say about it?
I can't remember what time it starts.
It starts at 2:30. Do you need me to call you Monday to remind you?
No, I can remember.
You can remember. Okay. All right. So that's going on. And then, as you said, the events are continuing, aren't
they,
Lou?
Yes, they are.
Tell us more.
Well, there's something that BFW Post 1210's Honor Guard does every year. And this year will be on 12 November. Our Honor Guard will be visiting the veterans residing at our local senior living homes, which
so
include...
So nice.
Yeah, it is really a neat event, and George has participated in it in the past, and I've had an opportunity. Usually I'm working during that time frame, but I've had some opportunities to attend, and it's really a neat event, and especially I think the people living there have... really appreciate it. Some of the locations we'll be visiting is Augustana, Regina, and Oak Ridge.
And then November 13th, as part of Dakota County Technical College's Military Appreciation Week,
yes.
There's something else going on.
Yes, they're also having an event. In fact, they have a whole week program, but on November 13th, as part of their Military Appreciation Week, they'll be having Jeff Dexter speak from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Dakota Room. He is a veteran of the U.S. Navy and Army, and he'll talk frankly about the realities of returning home after combat.
Very important topic, an interesting topic, I'm sure. And then the final event of this area is on the 13th, and George, it's at 1:15 p.m. at C School. Are you planning on going to that?
Oh, yeah, I got a letter.
Okay.
I got a letter.
So you are so popular.
A lot of
Lou,
us
are you
letters.
Getting letters from people?
I'm not as popular as George, evidently.
Very
so
few people
I gotta
are.
I got to work on it a little bit.
My grandson still goes there, too. So.
Okay. Well, that's great. So tell us a little bit more about some of the, you know, your personal observations.
Well, you could see that the town really does quite a bit for Veterans Day, maybe not specifically on November 11th, but within the whole week. So there is an opportunity for people to get out, and it's not just for veterans, it's for the community too. And I encourage, you don't have to be a veteran to participate in these events. You can pay your respect, and definitely there's going to be some worthwhile speakers to listen to, and I think it'd be rewarding if you're a veteran or not. I, again, encourage people to get out there and participate.
So what are some of the other things that we can do as the public to honor veterans, or what are some of the things that you see that we do in this town?
Well, we were talking about events, but, you know, there's some people that just want to, you know, reflect on Veterans Day in a personal manner. For those who want to observe the holiday in a more personal, reflective manner, I recommend, you know, to visit some of our wonderful veterans memorials that we have in town here. And I just can name several of them. First is our wonderful veterans memorial at Levy Park along the beautiful Riverwalk.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the city has done a wonderful job on putting that in there, as well as our veterans organization. And it's really a nice place to reflect, and with, you know, keeping veterans in mind, because you got that beautiful memorial right down there. And then we have the World War II Memorial Roadside Park, which tradition we have our Memorial Day service at. And again, another really nice memorial to our veterans.
A wonderful community event.
Yes. Then another one that people may not be aware of, but fairly new, is the MIA POW Memorial just behind the Veteran or Hastings Veterans Home. There's several benches that our post has donated down there. It's a nice spot to sit and reflect. And definitely, if you're going to go to their event on the 8th of November, it's worthwhile just taking a walk back there and seeing that memorial. It's really nice.
I have not seen it, so thank you for the tip.
And then the last is another one that doesn't get a lot of attention, except maybe on Memorial Day, is our Soldiers and Sailors Cemetery across the street from Lakeside Cemetery. The site is fenced, but it is open to the public. So.
And how long ago did we stop using that cemetery, do you think?
Could have been 100 years ago.
Okay. Yeah. So those are old veterans there.
Yes. Yeah.
And then on the state level, too, we have some opportunities, don't we, to honor our veterans?
Yeah, just up the road at Ember Grove Heights is the state of Minnesota will be hosting their Veterans Day event at Veterans Memorial Community Center in Ember Grove Heights. And the program will focus on the centennial of World War I armistice and the end with a tolling of a bell. Additionally, they will have the Minnesota Military Museum will also have a 30-foot World War I American mural depicting 100 notable individuals from the era. Mm. That will be on display. Again, they will have a free breakfast. It will be served from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. on the 11th of November. The official program will start at 10 a.m. Again, that's at the Veterans Memorial Community Center. So I think that is the state of Minnesota event for Veterans Day.
And then on a national level, I know there are many things going on.
Yeah, you know, of course, the president's going to do his thing. But for those who just want to, again, reflect on their own, on November 11th, American Veterans Center will conduct its annual broadcast special in honor of Veterans Day called American Valor, a salute to our heroes. And it will be hosted by actor, comedian, and veteran of the United States Marine Corps, Rob Riggle. So it will pay tribute to service men and women from World War II to the present day, and the show will be nationally syndicated over to 100 million households on ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, all the major networks.
So it really is important for us to get out. There's lots of things that we can do in this community, partake in the Veterans Day honor celebrations. And also, if you can't get out, you can certainly watch on TV on November 11th. George, do you have any final words for us?
No.
No. Okay.
I wasn't thinking about it.
I like your honesty. George Jones, Lou Plevel, and we thank you both for coming in and telling us what is going on in this area. You are here representing the VFW Post 1210, and we are so grateful for your service and
thank
so
you.
Grateful for all you do to keep veterans moving forward in this wonderful city that we have. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
My dear son, it's almost June. I hope this letter catches up with you and finds you well. It's been dry, but they're calling for rain, and everything's the same old same in Johnsonville. Your stubborn old daddy ain't said too much, but I'm sure you know he sends his love. And she goes on in a letter from home. I hold it up and show my buddies like we ain't scared, and our boots ain't muddy, and they all laugh like there's something funny about the way I talk when I say mama sends her best, y'all. I fold it up and put it in my shirt, pick up my gun and get back to work. And it keeps me driving on, waiting on letters from home.